Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
We've heard about corporate fitness, and you know, you don't want to get the hairy eyeball if you stand up during work and start walking around your office place, but sitting in front of a computer or at a desk all day can really take its toll on your health. So what can you do to get some extra exercise in the workplace, aside from just parking a little further from the building? My guest is Dr. Jordan Metzl. He's a sports medicine physician at Hospital for Special Surgery, and he is a 31-time marathon runner and 12-time Ironman finisher. Welcome to the show, Dr. Metzl. So there has been a trend in the last 20 years or so for corporate fitness, exercising in the workplace. What do you think people can do to get up and move around and get some of that extra activity while they're at work all day?
Well, Melanie, it's nice to talk to you. And, you know, I have been, as a sports medicine doctor, increasingly interested in getting my patients moving and keeping them moving because, you know, what I have found and what I've been working on the last several years is, you know, kind of in sync with the ACSM, the whole kind of exercise is medicine. I did a book last year called The Exercise Cure, which looked at the scientific basis for exercise as medicine and then kind of thought about different strategies to get people up and get them moving. Now, you know, you don't have to do an Ironman or do a marathon to really achieve the health benefits of exercise. In fact, if you're moving for about 30 minutes a day, that's great. But the other piece of that is that there's something called your NEAT profile. And NEAT is an acronym for non-exercise active thermogenesis, or in English, just burning calories from moving around during the day. And your key as an active person at work is to try and increase your NEAT profile any way you can. And companies are getting into this a lot now. Companies are figuring out ways to do things like getting their employees to take the stairs, or using standing or treadmill desks, or encouraging people to go out on walking programs, or more recently, using some of the different fitness monitors, like some of the Fitbits or some of the new cell phone apps to really track and encourage employee movement, and then compensating employees by reducing their insurance premiums if they move more during the day. And those are all great examples of things people are doing both corporate-wise and individually to get out and get moving. I think the end result of all that is that the more you can move, the healthier you'll be. I love the quote, I set it up this way, that if you look at the health risks of smoking, increased cancer rate, increased blood pressure, increased heart disease, and you look at the health risks from sitting on your butt 8 hours a day, increased cancer risk, increased hypertension, increased heart disease, I think it's very safe to say that sitting is the new smoking, meaning that if you're inactive for 8 hours at a time during the day, it really can affect your long-term health. And so you want to think about ways you as an individual and you as a company can encourage people to move, every single day.
Sitting is the new smoking. I love that. I have not heard that before, but it's absolutely true. And so if people want to get involved and if their corporation does not have that, now you mentioned a treadmill desk. I have not tried one. I don't know how it would work. I know one of our hosts here, Dr. Michael Roizen, uses one. He's got piles of paper on the thing and walks about 1 mile an hour. And I think it would be distracting. I would love to try it. But sitting on balls, having a little workout room, do you think employees can push for this kind of thing and or just create it on their own, say, come on, let's go, you know, walk around during our lunch break? Or should they try and get some sort of formalized exercise program going?
Well, I think there's a couple different things here, Melanie. I mean, first of all, those who have already drunk the Kool-Aid have drunk the Kool-Aid. So, you know, people who already know about how great they feel when they exercise, you know, the people at work who are already doing it, they don't need extra incentive per se. They're already doing it and they will keep doing it. So I don't worry about those guys. Unless you've been living under a rock, a big rock, it's not a big stretch to understand that exercise is good for you and you should be doing it. Everybody knows that, right? So me coming on here and saying you should exercise a half hour a day, you're like, yeah, dude, like, you know, tell me something I don't know, right? You too, because people already know that's true. So the question is, for those who know it's good for them, which is everybody, who aren't doing it, why should we get them moving and how can we get them moving? I think that's the big piece, because those who are doing it already are doing it. So number one, the question is, why should we get them to do it? And the answer is, quite simply, that they will be happier, healthier, they'll live longer, and from a cost-effectiveness point of view, they will cost our system less money. So from a governmental point of view, they're going to cost less money for the treatment of chronic disease when they're older. From a corporation point of view now, they're going to cost much less in terms of time away from the office, less health care expenditure. So both from a national and just an individual corporate level, there's a real interest in getting people moving. And so then the question is how? How do we get those people who know it's good for them, which is everybody, but are not doing it, how do we get them doing it? That's the holy grail. And the answer is we need to incentivize them. Companies need to think about incentivizing activity for their workers because they're paying for it five times over. For example, the average diabetic costs about $2,000 a month for life. There have been a number of programs looking at minimal incentives in $10, $15, $20 savings a month to change behavior, which basically people adhere to these programs, and they're very compliant, and it totally changes behavior. So I'd much rather pay a little bit for prevention than a lot bit for disease treatment, and I think that's where different companies can step in and really start doing that. And you know, the other piece is that some of the new fitness tracking apps and fitness bracelets and like have really changed the way people do this because they can compare themselves to their friends or their peer groups. I have companies where the whole floor is trying to meet a certain goal versus the other floor, and they get some prize at the end if their floor beats the other floor in terms of the number of steps they take during the day or during the week. So there's a lot of creative ways to start this discussion changing, all of which I think end up being that it's better to move and it's better to prevent, and there's ways to really do that.
Competition is a fantastic way. I know it works with my kids. You give everyone a pedometer, and if at the office they could give everyone a pedometer and say whoever gets the most steps in a given week, you know, gets a dinner out or gets whatever it is that they would happen to give away. So that's great. Now, one thing I've heard a lot, Dr. Metzl, doing this myself, is the sweating factor. You get people in a workout room at work, and then they have to go sit in a cubicle, or they walk outside a mile at their lunch break, and then they go sit in the cubicle. And what do they do about the fact that working out, you know, creates sweat? What should corporations do to help combat the fact that we want them up, we want them moving, we want them exercising, and yet there's not time for a shower? It's not a health club.
So here's what I'd say. I mean, you know, if you have those facilities at work or close to work, that's great, but you're not looking to get people to do like a big-time workout during the day if they don't have facilities to clean themselves, because let's be honest, like, you know, a smelly office setting is enough to discourage anybody from anything. So, you know, we want to make sure it smells okay. You know, that being said, just doing things to increase your NEAT profile, just walking, taking the stairs, you know, going out for a walk, you know, that shouldn't make you too sweaty, and it definitely can help. You know, the more steps you take, the more that NEAT profile goes up, you know, the better you'll be health-wise.
I love the NEAT profile. So if you would, in the last minute here, wrap it up for us, speak about the NEAT profile and the ways in which you can get up and get more active at the workplace.
You know, so I think there's different levels. There's the individual level. Think about what you can do during your day to increase your NEAT profile. I've had patients, you know, get a dog, take the stairs at work, park further away from the office, you know, miss their subway stop on purpose or take a subway stop before on purpose to walk more. You know, things individually you can do to increase your NEAT profile during the day are definitely those things. Get up, stretch out, move around a little bit every hour. Those are terrific. Then as a company, what can we do to increase the NEAT profile of our employees? What things can we do? Can we incentivize them? Can we give rewards? Can we figure out ways, not just join the gym, like that's great, but what do you do when you get there? What can we do to track and incentivize what people do? And then finally, you know, nationally, I'd love to see this discussion turn much more towards disease prevention. There's a lot we can do in that space, you know, with technology going forward.
And as Dr. Jordan Metzl says, sitting is the new smoking. We want to incentivize and increase our NEAT profile at work so that you can get up and get moving and bosses listening. Get your employees, really give them something to shoot for. Give them a goal. Give them some motivation. Make it a competition. And while you're at it, include a few healthy choices in the cafeteria for them. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on the award-winning Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.